different speed. Your heart beats in double time. Another kiss and you'll be mine. A one-track mind. You can't be saved. Oblivion is on your grave. If there's some left over you, you drunk mine. And you do. Oh, you like to think that you're immune to the stuff. But yeah.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
But they got me working night for me. You know our love was meant to be. And I want you here with me. From tonight until the end of time, you should know. Everywhere I go, always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul.
Maximum hits for the Dells. 99.7 Max FM.
Rock the cradle of love. 90s and more.
99.7
Max FM.
Now
Continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Non-stop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
The absolute buzz this week is all about Taylor Swift's new album, so on this week's Retro Pop Reunion, why don't we jump in on the hype and feature the year she was born, 1989. How are you? This is Joe Cortez. That's our highlight on this week's playlist, The Best of 89. Also, if you had grandparents like Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, they'd let you draw on the wall and serve ice cream for breakfast. More on that on the first weekend of October. And being that, Stevie Nicks will let us know on why she likes to dress like a witch. Hope you can join us over 4 hours of 80s and 90s. We do the biggest hits of the video music era on Retro Pop Reunion, right here on 99.7 Max FM.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Playoff baseball in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Cubs getting underway with the best of five-game series in the NLDS. Chicago against Milwaukee, the two teams facing off in the postseason for the very first time in franchise history. The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Obviously, the familiarity is there, but the stakes are the same. It didn't matter if we were playing the Cubs or the Padres, like you still want to win to advance to the next round. You know, it's two passionate fan bases that are pretty familiar with each other over the years.
Craig Counsell was the Brewers manager for 9 seasons and now wrapping up his second year in Chicago.
At least from my perspective, kind of being on both sides of it, I think the regular season matchups are awesome. It's a lot of fun. A lot of times it's kind of there's extra energy from fans, and there's fans from both teams in the building. And that's always made it a lot of fun. Teams being good makes rivalries.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports on Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny today and warm. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 64. Breezy for Sunday with a high around 84. Sunday night, chance of showers and storms, a low of 57. Showers and storms again for Monday with a high of 69. If you're looking for a new place to live, stay, work, or play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 66 degrees. 99.7.
other stations play the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't. Recognize my face. Say you don't care who goes to that kind of place. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio.
Satisfied.
99.7 Max FM.
Tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. You don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. You don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits. Max FM.
I'm alright. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? Do what you like. Do a little now.
You better change it back or we will both
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Praising what is not yet a done deal, President Trump, after Hamas said it agrees to some but not all conditions in his Gaza peace plan. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Israel was prepared for the implementation of the first stage of Trump's plan, apparently referring to the release of hostages. Moshe Lavi is the brother-in-law of a hostage, Omri Miron.
Hamas' response now might be difficult for the government to digest because the response stipulates so many new conditions that Israel has not agreed to.
Federal government shutdown continues. Democrats demanding protections for Affordable Care Act, low premiums, and the reversal of Medicaid cuts. Republicans say agree to reopen the government and then we'll talk. Sean Diddy Combs sentenced in federal court in New York to 4 years and 2 months in prison, convicted on prostitution-related charges. His lawyers say they will appeal. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig.